Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Doug, and here's what he's got to say. Sane Man, please take a listen to this video by Joker, Better Bachelor. He describes today's women as the lead actress in their own movie. He matches it with the profile of the day, and I would like to hear your take on it. This seems to be a thing that both of you could do in a live stream. Consider doing a podcast together to discuss this subject. Well, Doug, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. But scheduling a live stream is a bit much. I maybe have one live stream with Joker a year through Undead Chronic, so that ain't happening. But I'll definitely review the video and give you my take on it. My video has the same title as his. In it, Joker shares a series of videos with women doing crazy things, and he's decoding women's craziness. He has examples of women being nuts for attention. My main question is, what does he mean that women on social media these days are actresses in their own movies? In the first video clip, a woman shares what women want from a partner versus what a man wants. A man wants a woman that's attractive, kind, and interesting to talk to. If she has all those qualities, then he's willing to date her for a second date. But for women to go on a second date, a guy has to meet 300 things on her very long list to not get the boot. So why are women this picky? According to Joker, it's because they get tons of attention on social media and that they are seeing themselves as lead ladies in their own internet film. And we all know that a leading lady needs a 6-foot-tall Henry Cavill character to be the leading man with her. The next video clip Joker shares is of a girl licking gum off a wall and chewing some random person's previously chewed gum. Of course, she's doing it for sensationalism. People are having to do increasingly extreme things to get attention from people on the internet. Yet another woman is making fun of her boyfriend on an airplane in first class, as she's telling everyone her boyfriend is too cheap to buy her first-class tickets. Everyone on the plane is laughing at him, as she shames him, yet he just puts up with it. I don't necessarily agree with Joker's conclusion that women are the stars in their own movies. I see it more as a desperate crying out for attention. However, he is right that they're actually going crazy. Not because they're stars in their own films, but because no one is watching them, and we're now in an attention-based economy. They aren't getting enough eyeballs on them, so they're going nuts and doing whatever it takes to have people watch them. They're starving for their narcissistic supply. The women Joker shows were the ones that were the most successful enough to do outlandish things to get some traction on social media. But just imagine how many millions of women are out there failing miserably to get any attention at all. I don't have to imagine. I work as a videographer for a few of them, and a couple thousand views is enough to give them hope to pay me more money to go out and shoot their next escapade. Women are facing the epidemic of not getting enough acknowledgement from men and even other women. They're seeing famous people everywhere, and they want some of that action. In the past, even the most unattractive women could get some attention from at least the village idiot that she basically would friendzone. Yet today, even the incel city idiot will ignore them as he faps off and plays video games. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's going to know exactly what it means, and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. Anyways, now back to women are trying to be social media celebrities and get their 15 seconds of fame clown world show. Another video that Joker shared was of a childlike neonist woman eating a cake, while another woman in the background is disgusted by her. In the 1980s and 90s, such women were often on Valium. Today they're on TikTok wearing skimpy clothing, filming their lives and pretending to be the star of their own reality television show. He also shows a video of Joe Smith's wife embarrassing him. He's a former NBA player and she tells him that she has a Lonely Fools account and that everyone in the world can actually pay $5 to see her hiney. Joker says that it's more important for her to get love and attention from her followers than it is from her own husband. Women are addicted to and love drama, and now they can profit off that drama by connecting to their fans, getting attention from them while at the same time getting gratification from that drama. This is what I mean when I say that women want to feel two emotions at the same time. The dopamine rush from all the positive attention from people on the internet looking at them, as well as the dopamine rush from all the negative attention that they get from the man that's right there in front of them that they're trying to shame. They have no shame doing this, and most guys have no idea why women behave this way. I was like that at one point in my life and didn't know what was going on, and then I took the red pill. and got red pill rage regarding female nature and behavior. Then I started to get amused by watching it over and over again. Examples from real women in real life. Then I got to the point where I started hating the behavior and would choose to try and escape it whenever possible. The final stage is when I accepted the BS and just see it for what it really is. And now I'm indifferent to it. Just like I'm indifferent to the latest Star Wars or Marvel films. The people making that content probably thought we would consume it no matter what. But we're walking away and now they're panicking. The women in these videos that Joker highlighted are getting the satisfaction of pissing off the people that are on camera with them, while at the same time getting the satisfaction of people consuming their content and their attention. I wish the Joker had gotten into the psychology of these psychopaths with phone cameras. Just imagine what happens when other women see their behavior and trying to get the same satisfaction. They also know they can piss off their men on camera and that they can't smack them back or do anything physical to them, because if they do, it's in a live stream. So these women can pretty much get away with treating their men poorly during the whole ordeal. I bet that back in the day when streaming and FaceTime were invented, people thought we would be using it for things like scenes in the film 2001 A Space Odyssey, to connect with family, and it would be a formal thing. Who would have thought that giving ordinary people broadcast technology would get broads to broadcast themselves driving their men crazy? Maybe some of these women wanted to get men to lose their minds on camera so they can get the cops involved. Who knows? So that people can pretty much give them sympathy for their pain. Meanwhile, they're the ones that got the man to go off in the first place for all to see. My favorite of the videos the Joker shared was of that woman that goes through first class on an airplane with their man, telling everyone that it's their first trip on a plane and calling him cheap, and he could have said my girlfriend is a strong independent woman and yet she can't pay for things on her own. But of course he can't say that because he didn't think of it first. Women always accuse men of the very same things that they're guilty of. Also, who shames her husband on camera by publicly revealing to him and everyone else that she has a Lonely Fools account? She's probably flexing her power in the relationship publicly. Women doing ever more outlandish things on social media and TikTok will only increase over time. What's shocking today and getting attention won't be tomorrow. Most women are so selfish that they aren't even aware of the abuse that they dish out consciously. They gain self-worth from the abuse they dish out, and you have to suffer so they can have relief from their suffering. That's why I don't think it has anything to do with women pretending to be the main characters in a movie. Live streaming is just revealing female nature for all to see. We see the narcissist in all her glory. Joker is right that women are posting pictures with no clothes on the internet to get 3 likes in many cases. I work with women that barely get 10 or 20 views on a video on YouTube, no likes and no comments, and yet they're posting week after week for years, and I'm making money from it. They've convinced themselves that it's a business, but they're consistently losing money. For many, their husbands fund such productions. I used to care and put a lot of pride in my work for such women, but noticed that over time, they didn't see the difference between when I did a good job and an okay one. So I don't stress out about what they ask me to do and give them mediocre product. They think that people tune in for the production quality on their channels, but they don't. People will tune into you because you have something interesting to say, fresh or funny to say. Sure, some other women might tune in for the drama, but it's a one-time thing. Gaining a steady stream of attention is what women do when they get into a relationship with a committed man. You also need to remember that posting stuff on social media for attention is still a steady stream of tiny dopamine hits. But it's empty in the end, because no matter how many views and engagement you get today, you'll always want to get more tomorrow. Joker is also right when he says that men need to be women's digital assistants in this day and age, helping them to get as much attention as possible. They need guys to help them become famous. There are 6 women that have a social media presence that are now trying to get me to bring them on my channel. They're so desperate for attention, hoping that I fall for them and start sharing their hijinks with my audience because they're desperate for the world to know that they actually exist. It's really kind of sad. Instead of doing something worthy of being famous, they just want to be famous for fame's sake. But enough of my ramblings. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Doug for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that women are now pissing off their men on camera, hoping that the guy smashes them upside their head so they can have a case against them in family court. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that do crazy things for attention out of your YouTube and Twitter feeds away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.